Hello.
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
So I am back at my desk, and I just sent you an email because for some reason my phone is not able to send you an image, which is weird. But can you check your email?
Close this page. Is that all I need to do?
Just check the email that I sent you.
I'm looking at it.
So do you see an image
I'm
attached?
Sorry, email. No, I'm not. Hang on. Sorry.
No problem.
You sent an. Here it is.
Okay, yeah.
There it is.
I told you that there's an entire sheet that shows like when we put in the price. So. In that, you can see if you order from Amazon in the U.S., which is Amazon.com, at $18.99, your printing cost is approximately, like I told you, I was $4.23, okay? And the royalty that you'll receive from the $18.99 is now $7.16 per book.
Okay. But as far as going back and recovering the cost, all the money I've lost, how am I going to do that?
That is a very good question, too. Honestly, I do not have an answer. I'm being very honest with you because that's the reason why I initially told you to wait for me to tell you how to order author copies. I would have already made the changes because we were in the process of making the changes.
Oh, not back when I ordered those books.
Yeah.
Because I ordered those books.
A while ago.
It was
a while back,
and
yeah.
A whole part of
because at that time we were running, once the project is mostly done in one phase, then quality control takes over. They go through a fine comb to see if everything was done correctly. So at that time, we had already found out, okay, this is a problem that we need to get sorted. So when QC was complete, then we started making the changes, which is why you see the changes already done, which is that the book is now in black and white, which is now that reduces the printing cost from $10 to $4.23 and increases your royalty to $17.16.
$7?
So for every book that's going to be sold, every paperback book that's going to be sold will give you $7.16 back.
Yeah, and Amazon gets $7 and something.
Yeah, Amazon would get...
There's translates into...
Let me
I printed off that first report.
Let
the 83 books had sold, and then so it got up to like 85 books, ebooks, plus 4 ebooks.
Let me actually check for 132. That's 18.99 minus 4.32 minus 7.16. So Amazon's getting $7.51 per book, and you're getting $7.16 per book.
Uh-huh.
The reason why you're getting $7.16 is because Amazon now takes printing costs out from your end, not their end.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Initially, it was different, you know? Initially, this used to be different. Back in the days, about, like, I think 9 months ago, it used to be that they would complete, like... They would minus printing costs from the whole price, like from $18.99. Then they would do the division.
They're taking their 40% off the gross.
Yeah, and then they're just cutting it off from your end.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's over $500. And I need to recover that.
Yeah. That is. I'll see if I can do something on my end to compensate for you for that. Let me see if I can do something for you, okay?
Okay.
Because I may be able to enhance one of your services without incurring any costs. That way you'll be compensated in that sense.
If I sell 85 books and make $63.
I honestly feel very bad about that, Mary. I hope that should have been corrected on time.
I belong to some groups on Facebook. I advertise this and other people are advertising, and before you had anything out there, then I, you know, people were buying the book, and it's just like, my goodness, people are telling people, it's like California, Colorado, Texas, Florida, all over. I'm in Ohio, and there's just been a lot of them sold, and I just, by the time the advertising, or you get that out there, maybe, you know, that'll boost it again, and then hopefully Christmas I can advertise again.
You'll be able to. Our advertisements will, like, it's already in process, okay? Let me see. Your book is already in process for social media marketing. So you'll gain on Facebook and Instagram. You'll start gaining people who are just following your book, content related to your book. So it's going to be a slightly slow process, but it will get you... It will start, you know, getting your sales eventually, and it takes some time. It takes like 6 months to 1 year, but you'll start recovering the cash that you invested, and a book is something that, you know, constantly gives you back. So it's something that will start returning you stuff for long times to come.
Yes, I know it will take a while, but I'm just hoping I can recover. You know what
you'll
I spent.
If you're able to, sell 85 books that quickly, trust me, you'll be able to sell a lot more with the time pass. Okay.
Wonderful.
So
okay.
I do
and
understand
then,
it's a loss. It's something we honestly can't do much about right now. But we have to look forward and we have to go ahead positively. Okay. We're gonna make this change.
Okay.
We're gonna make this work, and we're gonna help you recover. Okay.
Okay, and okay, and the trailer, is that out there yet?
The trailer is, wait, the trailer is set for, let me see, wait, give me a second. Let me actually confirm the time on that. Because I'm going to show you the trailer before we get it live, okay?
Oh, okay.
I think I should have the trailer by Monday. Yeah, that's what it says. By Monday, I'll have the trailer. So on Monday, I'll show you the video. You look at it, and then we'll put it live, okay? It'll go live on all your social media platforms. I'll also give you the video so you can, you know, share it anywhere you want. And we'll see what the response is. I'll also tell you, like, a specific post if you want to share it in any of your groups. I'll give you a post in which you can add your link so people can, you know, directly just click the link and go there.
When you mean on the web page?
Not the web page. For
what
now, the
link?
Web page is still under development. I mean the Amazon. When you post the video from your end, you can just attach the Amazon book link so people who are interested can just click the link rather than, because people are sometimes lazy. They look at something nice, they're interested, but they don't actually go search it up. Right? So if you have the link right there, they'll just click and just directly go to your book.
Oh, and I'm going to be doing that.
I'm going to upload the video from our end. I'm saying if you want to upload it from in your personal Facebook account, that might be the way to do it.
Yes, I will. All right. And then you don't have any idea when it's going to be available in Barnes & Noble. People keep asking me that.
Barnes & Noble. Okay, for Barnes & Noble, there is a problem that's coming from Barnes & Noble. They're trying to resolve that on our end, but it seems like it's not possible because Barnes & Noble just expanded globally. Okay, it went from U.S. to around 14, 15 different countries. Okay, they're having issues with banking verification. Okay. your account is already made, but banking verifications having problems. There is a chance next week I might give you a either a number or an email. You'll have to contact them as the owner of the account because it's under your email, and just tell them, okay, this is my information. I want to make a vendor account. Because the problem is...
Vendor account, then would I give them my banking information?
Remember when you completed our... Just hear me out. Just hear me out for 1 second. Remember when you filled out our publishing form?
Yes.
You gave us a banking information and routing information and your tax information, right?
Yes, I did.
In order to give you royalties, these are the requirements from every platform. Okay?
Oh, every platform. Okay.
So it's not just Amazon, because they have to give you royalties, right?
Yes.
They need your tax information as well. In order to transfer your royalty, they need your banking information. These two things are required to create a vendor account. Okay? You can ask anyone. You can, even without me asking, you can just call up Amazon and ask. You can call up Barnes & Noble and ask. And these are requirements from them. This is not something required by us.
For that information.
Yeah, the reason why you'll have to directly give it to Barnes & Noble for now.
Okay, that was my question.
Because
would I need it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you'll have to give it to them because
they
are going. Basically, we add that online usually. You just add the information online and it goes smoothly. But ever since the expansion, they're having problems with bank account verification.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I'll just get it to
them. Yeah, which is why we have to tell – we are pretty much telling every person who's signing up for Barnes & Noble that you'll have to do this in order to get this through. We're still trying to work with them to see if hopefully this works out, but this isn't working out for everyone, and everyone pretty much has to go to Barnes & Noble press support, and then they get this sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that cleared that up for me.
Yeah. Which is why Barnes & Noble hasn't – it's taking time, because without a vendor account, you are not allowed to publish a book.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll be sending you that support email. If I'm not able to get this done by this week for Barnes & Noble, I'll send you the support email with the video on Monday, okay?
All right, that'll be great.
Perfect. So we're good to go?
All right, I hope so.
Perfect. You don't have to worry about Mary. The only problem we had so far has been sorted. The inner pages of the website are being made. Once that is done, I think we should be able to get the website live after you approve, okay? It should take
Okay, great. All right.
Perfect. Take care, Mary. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, you too.